I think this is the first bit of information out of the emails, the hacked emails from the University of East Anglia, that really touch on the climate science. Because up until now, there's been a lot of claims that, you know, the scientists were trying to hide information and stop access to data and all sorts of things. And the Information Commissioner's Office has said that they didn't handle their Freedom of Information Act request correctly. But nobody's really got at the science yet. And what these set of emails reveal is that a paper from 1990 that was talking about the temperature record in China over the last few decades was based on some data that apparently were dodgy, and that the climate scientists involved were trying to hide the fact that they were dodgy. How were they dodgy? Well, there were a set of 42 different weather monitoring stations, and 42 of them are in rural locations. And the significant thing here is that, you know, if in the 1940s this weather station was next to a small hamlet that has now, you know, through the process of globalization and the growth of China's economy, turned into some city of 2 million people, that weather station could have, increased its sort of average temperature that it's recording simply because of the urbanization. It's something called the urban heat island effect. And it's all to do with, you know, the fact that cities trap heat because of all this concrete around. And the point was, were these weather stations sited in the same place, and did people really know where they were? And it turned out, actually, with a lot of them, the scientists didn't really know, and the records saying where they were had been lost. And they even had their own colleagues, some of them saying, you know, you should be open about this, you should let people know. But they tried to hide that.
In a paper that was published in a respected scientific journal and cited as well by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Yeah, the paper dates from 1990 in Nature, but as you say, it's still cited today. It's cited by the IPCC's most recent report in 2007. So it's a significant paper, but I mean, we shouldn't get this completely out of context. It doesn't sort of pull down the entire case for global warming. It's just a small part of the jigsaw, but it's a significant paper in a significant journal. The scientists themselves, of course, Phil Jones himself, who is the head of the climatic research unit at University of East Anglia, he's the guy who's had to stand down temporarily while this whole affair is investigated. He was not able to comment because while the investigation's going on, he's under a three-line whip, I think, not to say anything to anyone. But his collaborator, who works in the US, Wei Qiang Wang, he basically said, this was investigated by my university, I was exonerated, not all the records were there, but any changes of location of these weather stations were minimal and didn't have a large effect on the data.
Nevertheless, climate sceptics will be using this as another stick to beat global warming science with, won't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they've been using these emails as a very effective stick over the last few weeks, and a lot of those, the use of that stick has been frankly a bit disingenuous. I mean, there are some emails in there that on a first reading or you know, when a quote is taken out of context, there are quotes like, you know, there's the famous hide the decline email, and there's another one that says it's quote a travesty that we can't find a warming trend in this particular set of data. Those quotes, you know, out of context, sound a bit incriminating, but actually when you get to the bottom of those, they are, you know, they're red herrings. They really are not saying we want to hide what's really going on in the data. What's much more serious, and I think the charges that will stick from this whole affair, is the way the scientists and the university handled Freedom of Information Act requests and the whole culture of a sort of siege mentality and a lack of openness in the way that it was all done, which, you know, that could well have serious consequences for the university.